Today, we're starting to look at Acts chapter 19, verse 11. Now, what I'm going to do is I'm going to lay out for you a rather detailed introduction to this next set of verses, to Acts chapter 19, 11 through 20. There can be no doubt that this next section of Luke's narrative is meant to be a study in the power of Christ's gospel versus the power of Satan in first century Greece, and for that matter, the entire world. In what follows in Acts chapter 19, verses 11 through 20, we have a multi-part story of the battle between Christ and Satan, and it's represented in three stories that Luke is going to tell us. First, Paul's sweat cloths and aprons. Second, a story about some Jewish exorcists. And then third, a story about some Ephesian magic books. This is perhaps the strongest of Luke's narratives on spiritual warfare, as manifested in Paul's apostolic ministry in Ephesus, a city which we know was well known for its indulgence in magic and superstition. But to fully understand these stories, we must give them some biblical background. It seems to me that we are living at a time when the world, and even some Christians, have such an overbalanced view of satanic power. Some exclude the possibility of malevolent supernatural powers altogether, while some greatly exaggerate it, if not even embrace it. So what does the New Testament teach us about the power of Satan in our world? And does it offer us a remedy to such malevolence? To answer that, we can look at the Apostle Paul's own discourses on the subject of spiritual warfare. And since we are studying his ministry at Ephesus, the book of Ephesians is just a natural starting point for this study. In Ephesians chapter 2, Paul gives us the basic storyline for every human since Adam's rebellion, as well as the remarkable change possible through Christ's death on the cross. So here's what he writes. Once you were dead because of your disobedience and your many sins. You used to live in sin just like the rest of the world, obeying the devil, the commander of the powers of the unseen world. And he is the spirit at work in the hearts of those who refuse to obey God. All of us used to live that way, following the passionate desires and inclinations of our sinful nature. By our very nature, we were subject to God's anger, just like everyone else. That's Ephesians 2, verses 1 through 3. Now keep in mind that Paul is writing to believers, Ephesian believers specifically. These are people who have lived in the supernaturally charged environment of Ephesus. They are undoubtedly familiar with the extreme superstitious and supernatural culture there at Ephesus. But now they have turned to Christ. So Paul is reminding them of their past circumstances under the control of Satan. And he is reminding them who they are now that they have come to Christ, and he will, of course, tell them how their lives can be so much different. Join me again next time for the introduction to Acts chapter 19, verse 11, verse by verse.